We could try for a moment to imagine the anticipation of the completion of the Mishkan. What Klal Yisrael must have felt at that point in time when knowing that they left Mitzrayim specifically with the goal of real Geula in mind, which of course the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos tells us the real Geula is the Mishkan. This is the Tachlis, this is the purpose of it all. In fact, the Medrash says that the Zechus with which we left Mitzrayim is the Zechus that one day we would build the Mishkan. So you can imagine Klal Yisrael is waiting for this sense of Hashras HaShechina. They're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and reside within their midst. And what does the Pasuk tell us? Vayavo Moshe v'yaron el el moed, vayetzu v'yivarchu es ha'am, vayera kvod Hashem el kol ha'am. Says the Medrash, says Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, Amru v'hinoam Hashem elokeinu aleinu, v'hiratzon shetishra shechina b'masi yadeichem. That they said a tefillah, v'hinoam, that Hashem would be with us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina should rest b'ma'asi yadeichem, with the work of our hands should rest on the Mishkan. Why did they need this special tefillah? So Rashi explains, l'fisha kol shivas yimei ha-miluim she'amidu Moshe l'mishkan, for all of the 7 days of the miluim, when Moshe would erect the Mishkan, v'shimesh bo upirko, he would serve in it, he would take it apart b'chol yom, every single day, lo sharsa bo shechina, the shechina still didn't come. V'al Yisrael nechlamim, and Klal Yisrael was humiliated by this. V'omrim l'Moshe, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, kol ha-torech shetarachnu, shetishra shechina beinenu, all of this work that we put in wasn't stam to make a nice building. It was so that the Shechina would be amongst us. V'neda sheneschaper lanu, when we wanted to know that we would finally have a kapara on Avon Ha'egel, on the Aver of the Egel. We put in all this work because we know we need a kapara for the Egel. And now what's going on? There's no Hashras Shechina. L'kach omer lehem, ze adover sh'arziv Hashem ta'asu. And so Moshe told them, no, we have to do what God wants. V'yere elechem kvod Hashem, and then you'll see the honor of God will be here. Meaning, Aaron achi kedai v'chashuv mimeni. You think that it's because I'm working here during the days of the miluim, that's going to cause Hashras Hashechina? That's not going to solve the problem. It's my brother Aaron, when he's greater than I am, in the sense that when he is doing the avoda, he is kedai v'chashuv mimeni. He's more chashuv than I am. Sha'al yidei karbono sav v'avoda so tishra shechina b'chem. It's through his kabanos, through his avoda, that we're going to have the Shechina. V'teidu sh'amakom b'charbo. And then you'll realize that Aaron was chosen by God to be the Kohen Gadol. When you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina only comes in full force once Aaron is in place as the Kohen Gadol, you'll understand that Aaron is in fact the rightful Kohen Gadol. But I want to focus on the beginning of the Rashi. Rashi says that they offered a tefillah. V'hinom Hashem elokeinu aleinu. And the pasuk itself, Yinom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Masi Adenu Karnu Aleinu, Masi Adenu Karnehu, seems somewhat odd and repetitive. Because after all, after praying that Masi Adenu Konuna Aleinu, our handiwork should establish for us, it seems unnecessary to say, Umasi Adenu Konunehu, that our handiwork establish it. What's the it we refer to? We already said Masi Adenu Konuna Aleinu. What are we then adding with Masi Adenu? Konenehu. So I saw a beautiful insight from Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He explains, based on an episode, the well-known episode that occurs with Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. When Yosef is about to reveal his identity to his brothers, the Torah tells us, V'lo yachol Yosef lisapek l'chol anitzavim alav. Yosef was unable to hold back and to reveal his identity when everyone was standing there. Vayikra hotziu chalish me'alai. And he called for everyone to get out of the room. He wanted to be alone with his brothers. Then the pasuk goes on to tell us, V'lo amat ish ito bisvada Yosef elechav. And therefore there was no ish with him at the time that Yosef exposed his identity, revealed his identity to his brothers. That pasuk also seems somewhat repetitive. Once the Torah tells us that the viceroy asked everybody to leave, he's in charge, obviously everyone was going to leave. Why was it then necessary to confirm after it already says, so siu chalish me'alai, the Torah has to then confirm, oh yeah, v'lo amad ishito, b'svaday Yosef elachav. Of course, lo amad ishito. He just told them, oh, siu chalish me'alai. What's being added? So Rav Yosef Nechemya quotes from one of the children of the Chassam Sofer, I'm not sure which one, that when Yaakov had sent Yosef to look after his brothers by the flocks, the Torah tells us, v'yimtzu'u ish, vihine tawa basade. And Rashi over there says, who is the ish? Who is the man that Yosef runs into? Ze Gavriel. It's the Malach Gavriel. Now, why was it necessary to send Gavriel of all the angels to lead Yosef on the path toward his brothers? So when a Jew does chesed, it's important that the chesed has to be rooted in gevura. See, it's very easy to do chesed and to be kind to those who have acted kindly toward us, to those that we have a good relationship with, to those who we feel we owe something to those who we have a warm relationship with. The true test of a Baal Chesed, though, is whether we are willing to be Mishalim Tova Tachas Ra'a. What about those people who haven't been so nice to us? Those people who haven't helped us as much as they could have? When they're down, what are we going to do? Are we going to kick them when they're down? Are we going to take pride in the fact that they're down and they're experiencing sorrows? Or are we going to pick them up? Are we going to be Mishalim Tova Tachas Ra'a? See, that's a true Baal Chesed. A Baal Chesed is not only someone who's nice to those who are nice to him. A Baal Chesed is someone who's nice to everybody, even those who he doesn't have such a warm relationship with. That's a Chesed of Gevura. Now, they tell the story about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that there was a fellow who would publicly embarrass and criticize Rav Moshe and criticize his works. And one day Rav Moshe's family saw this fellow leaving Rav Moshe's apartment. And they asked him, what was that guy doing here? What was he hawking you about? And Rav Moshe said the guy had written a book and he was looking for Askama. So Rav Moshe's family said, did he at least apologize before asking you for the chutzpah to ask for such a thing? Did he at least apologize? He hadn't. And Rav Moshe gave the Askama anyway. Can you imagine the gevura? I'd want to give him a piece of my mind if I was Rav Moshe. I'd want to tell him, what are you doing? Who do you think you're starting up with? And the chutzpah to come ask for my haskama? You want my haskama? But nevertheless, Rav Moshe was a gibor. If someone needed help, so he offered help. The person wasn't so nice to him. Okay, that's a separate cheshbon. And this is exactly what Yaakov was asking of Yosef. Yaakov tells Yosef, I want you to go look after your brothers. Make sure they're okay. Do the chesed of seeing that everything's okay with them. Now, if Yosef is capable of looking past his own personal history with his brothers, and he's able to show genuine concern for their well-being, that's a gibor. That would be a sign of tremendous gevura. And Yosef was up to the task. He was eager. Hineni, I'm ready to go. Now, since Yosef is very young, and he's eager to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a little bit of help along the way. Habali Taher Mesayin Lo Milamala. Someone comes to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a little nudge. He'll help him along. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He sends the Malach of Gevura, Gavriel, to help fortify Yosef and give Yosef the courage to make the right choices and to in fact sincerely look after his brother's well-being. That's when a person's young. When a person gets a little older, personality becomes a little more developed. So, as a youngster, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers that little help. But as you get older, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the extra help, and he wants to see that you could do it on your own. So here's Yosef, already much older, standing in front of his brothers, and he wants to reveal his identity to his brothers. So, when the time comes that Yosef has the ability to take full revenge on his brothers, and all of those old feelings and emotions come back, he could have easily given them what they deserve. You see? I was right. You were wrong. How dare you treat me like this all these years? But that's not the path he chose. He chose a path of gevura. Yosef was Mishalim Tova Tachas Ra'a. And lest you think that God provided him with extra help, even in his adult years, to help him make the right choice and treat his brothers with dignity, the Torah tells us no. That this time, v'lo amad ish ito. Unlike in the past, where he had the ish, ze Gavriel, to help him along with that sense of gevura and to help him make the right choice, this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the ish. There was no ish. The pasuk's not repetitive. On the one hand, the pasuk tells us Yosef got rid of all the people from the room. That's one thing. But then the pasuk says, and by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't provide him any help milamala either. This was purely of Yosef's doing. At this stage in his life, he wasn't getting extra help from Gavriel. What he accomplished now, he did on his own, standing on his own 2 feet. And this, Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer explains, is the general idea of the relationship between God and Tzaddikim, and the general relationship between what should be proper chinuch from parents and children. Rav Yosef Nechemya explains that when we investigate how God teaches and trains the Tzaddikim, we'll discover that it's a lesson in parenting. When a child is young and he can't stand on his own 2 feet, we provide whatever the child needs to thrive. Instead of carrying the child around wherever he wants to go because he can't walk, we slowly teach him to walk. We hold his hands as he moves his feet, and he puts most of his weight on us. And then we hold one hand, and then we let him walk 2 or 3 steps to us. And we teach him slowly but surely. We encourage him, we set small goals that he can accomplish on his own at that stage in his life. And after enough training, the child is finally able to stand on his own 2 feet, he's able to walk on his own. Sometimes the child grows up to find such great success that not only are they able to support themselves and their families, but they're able to provide for the parents with whatever the parents may need. And you know what? Sometimes the parents don't need the support of the child, but it still helps to have that super successful child because not all of the other children were quite as successful. And the parents may want to tell one sibling to help out the others. They may not need the extra income, but it's useful in that they can utilize this money in supporting their other children who aren't as capable of standing on their own. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the tzaddik. When the tzaddik is young, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him fight his Milchemes HaYetzer. As he grows a little older, he becomes independent. V'lo amad ish ito. He doesn't have the ish helping him out. He doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending along help. And he's able to fight the battle on his own. The ultimate goal is the ability of the child to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God may not need anything from us. Of course he doesn't need anything from us. But these extra zechuyos that we're able to produce can save so many others who haven't been able to achieve spiritual independence. And that's the meaning of Kol HaOlam Nizon B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, that the whole world is Nizon, is supported based on Chanina B'ni, the Zechuyos of Rabbi Chanina. The overflowing Zechuyos of one can help the many, can help others who don't have those Zechuyos. And that's the meaning of the blessing upon the establishment of the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael, in its infant stages, understood that they still needed a lot of help from above in order to succeed in their spiritual quest. V'hinoam Hashem aleinu. God should help us. They needed the special help. And only after that initial stage of V'hinoam Hashem aleinu, we then hope, u'ma'ase yadeinu konana aleinu, that we will achieve the independence that our own actions can sustain us. They'll be able to stand on our own 2 feet without that extra help, that extra sense of siyata d'shmaya. And finally, the third step is where we hope to reach that level of ma'ase yadeinu konenehu. Then not only will ma'ase yadeinu konenehu aleinu, not only will our handiwork help us and support us, but our handiwork should help us give back to it. We should become the child that can give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that our zechuyos will help the rest of the world. And that's the ultimate sense of accomplishment, where not only are we standing on our own 2 feet, but we're accomplishing so much that there's this overflow, this abundance of success that can be shared with everybody else. And that's the idea of parenting also. What does a parent want more than anything else from a child? Not that the child, he should always be able to provide for his children. It's that he should train the child to be able to provide for himself. And that even more, the child should ultimately become a giver. That not only should he be able to provide for himself, he should be able to provide for others as well. And that's the ultimate success in parenting. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views the ultimate success with his tzaddik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us those bits of inspiration through the Malach of Gavriel, through whatever other means, through a beautiful Yamtiv, through whatever else, whatever other means at his disposal, to give us that inspiration, to get us going on the right path. And ultimately, he starts to slowly wean us off of that extra Siyata Deshmaya inspiration, hoping that we can do it on our own, and that we can stand on our own two feet, and we can generate our own Zuchiyos. And ultimately, not only will we be able to generate our own Zuchiyos, and we'll be able to stand on our own two feet, but we'll be able to accomplish so much, not just for ourselves, but to have an overflow, a shefa of Zuchiyos, to help out the rest of Klal Yisrael as well.